From KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on the air with us, and we discuss what they're working on in school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Megan Nickerson. Welcome, Megan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What are you doing in the labs at the U of A today?
I'm currently a senior at the U of A, a microbiology major with a biochem minor. I do research with Dr. Jana Uren's lab, and we study plant-associated microorganisms and like how they work with their ecosystems. My project is specifically focused on oak trees and oak leaves, but we study fungi that live within a variety of plants. So they live inside them, you can't see them, but they also don't cause any disease to the plant. And a single leaf can have like hundreds of species of fungi that live inside of them. So it's very difficult to like kind of parse them in a living system. So basically we take our leaves, put them in really small pieces and let the fungi grow out. And then this lets us see the individuals.
It's like you're making a cutting out of the leaves and then the fungi emerges from the leaves?
Yeah, exactly. We call it like making a salad party. We cut it into really small little bits and then put it on the media, the little food for the fungus, and they grow out.
Just coaxing the fungus out. Come on out. We want to know who you are. We want to get to know you and your microorganism community.
Yeah, exactly.
A fungus, is it a plant or an animal?
A fungus is neither a plant nor an animal. It's like a different branch a little bit.
It's its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of diversity in the fungi family.
There's a ton. Mm-hmm. And that's what got me into microbiology is just like the diversity on the world that we can't see with our eyes. There's so much that's just everywhere on your skin, inside your body, on your desktop, like everything just has a lot of beneficial things on it. Like we think of the scary stuff like coronavirus or other different scary things, but there's so many beneficial microbes that are just helping us in ways we don't even understand. Right now, we're working more on not necessarily finding who's in there, but basically plants produce a lot of chemicals that are intended to protect them from pathogens, but our fungi aren't pathogens and they do live in there. So we're kind of like, how are these chemicals interacting with our non-pathogenic fungi? Like, how are they able to live in there? And in the lab, I'm introducing them to the chemicals that are in the oak leaves. And I'm trying to observe, like, why are they able to survive while pathogens are deterred by that same chemical?
It's almost like, are they dependent on each other? Are they learning from each other?
Yeah, you're actually getting at a very difficult thing about microbiology. It's something called culture bias. We're able to culture from the environment, but we're not able to culture everything that's there because some of them, like you say, require their buddy to be with them. We also do something called next generation genome sequencing. So we're able to take leaves, grind them, and find what DNA is in the leaves without having to culture. And so that gives us a bigger picture of who's there.
Why are you interested in knowing more about the microorganisms that live within plants?
Our fungi are closely related to pathogens. So we want to understand what makes them different. And that helps us understand the pathogen behavior. And as like climate change progresses and like other stresses happen to our forests and to our ecosystems, we can kind of help understand how to keep them healthy instead of having pathogens kind of like overrun them. Another thing is a lot of fungi themselves produce chemicals. Those are like antibiotics, and there also could be anti-cancer or a bunch of different novel drugs. So if we're wanting to find these new drugs, then we need to find all the fungi that produce them. So basically, as we culture more and more fungi, we have a greater chance of finding like novel chemicals that could do things for us.
Because you just never know what you're going to discover next.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I'm hoping to get a PhD in microbiology so I can keep doing this kind of environmental microbiology research.
Megan, do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of music, especially in the lab. I listen to music or podcasts. I like to listen to a lot of like indie music, alternative rock. Like I really like The Killers. I really like a lot of other independent bands like Lighthouse and The Wailer. Just like kind of like upbeat, nice music, you know?
Stuff that makes you feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you for coming to Thesis Thursday.
Yeah, thank you.